Seeing number 44 in the hymn book. 44 in the hymn book.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. My soul.
That's number 32. Let's just lift our hearts and worship and praise this morning. King, we praise him for who he is. The glories of my God and King, and the triumphs of his grace, what he's done for us, the salvation he has provided for us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. All praise the great God, our great God and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Jesus. Oh, I pray. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Sister Susan, pray with us, please. Hallelujah.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for your great love towards us, that you've bought us with your precious blood. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can be here together. We pray, Lord, that our worship will be acceptable in your
sight. Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will have your way in this meeting.
Yes, Lord.
That you will speak to us and let us hear what you have to say.
Yes, Lord.
To act on it, we pray, Lord Jesus. We just are here with an open heart, Lord Jesus, and a willingness to hear from you. We pray that you'll do that, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Let's take the white book and sing, "My Tongue Will Never Cease to Praise Jehovah." Somewhere in the 80s, I don't.
85?
The mid-80s. Let's stand as we sing. My tongue will never cease to praise Jehovah. Sing it this way at the end there, then he would repeat, "His promises will not fail. Oh, praise the name of the Lord." Yes, Lord. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. never's love. It's number 36. 36 in the hymn book. And we'll sing verse 2. Hallelujah.
It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, yield sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus.
You may be seated. I'm happy that Brother John Prahr and Sister Diana arrived and joined us, and their daughter Sarah. So glad that you're here. And just be free to bless us as you are led. But I'm also happy that Brother John Schreck is here. And so, Brother John, we want a word of testimony. Come up here. Come here, brother, please. I know you can hear me. Don't tell me. I know it's on, all right? Come. We still have another verse, so don't close your books, all right? We still have verse 4. Come, Brother John. Give us... Yes, now. Right now. Right now.
Do I need my Bible?
I don't know. You... I'm very thankful for Brother John. I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
I thank the Lord that he found me.
Amen.
That he saved me. This place is all about finding him in a greater way. I've been blessed with a lesson that Brother Phil started us out on Samuel. God, what did it say? God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. That's not in the Bible, huh? It's something someone made up, but it's the strain of that is all through the Bible. God does things in very interesting ways, and as humans, we don't expect. One of the thoughts that came to me is, Brother Phil pointed out the different aspects of the lesson and the wonderful teaching. And, of course, I've read this passage a few times in my life. And the thought that came to me as I was listening and praying and saying, God, you've done it again. Hannah was looking for a son. God was looking for a prophet. That I'm saying very quickly and very simply, but if you read the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, you get a little bit of an idea of what this boy got to be. He's the last of the judges. As far as I can determine, he was qualified as a priest because he offered sacrifices. A judge and a prophet. And what a prophet. God was looking for a prophet that would anoint the first two kings of Israel. That's saying like a book of history there. My, what a responsibility. The bridge between the judges and the kings, the binding force that was in God and God was in him. I've observed a lot of children here these days, this 4-day holiday that's abgeschnitten ist auf beine Ende. Anybody speak German here? One or two. I better watch it then. A 4-day weekend that's... Sister Ruth, you understand German?
Yeah.
God, Gott segne dich. well, or ihr auch, aber let me go forward. This is your fault I'm here. You know. I notice the children, and I'm tempted to ask every one of them, are you 12 years old yet? Because that's when I got here. And don't worry, I won't go into the history. But God is here. And God has been here. I've been coming here 70 years now, and not every season. Somewhere along the way, I got married, and I could not come. You know the passage, the excuses that the guy makes why he couldn't come to the banquet. Anyway, every generation has had an opportunity to find the Lord. And I look at them, and I'm envious of them. How old are you?
Nine.
Oh, you're only nine. You're just starting. Okay. But you can start now. It's okay. You can start now to serve the Lord and to love him and to know that he loves you. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity to share this weekend with all of you. I was also envious of the fact that this is labeled a friends and family weekend, and I have no family here and very few friends in this place. But I'm working on it. I'm a very difficult person to get along with, as some of you know. And some people have learned to take me in the right way, and some have learned to put up with me. And I was sitting at the table last year, I believe. Sister Elsie was at my right hand. And we were talking about things that we used to do and put up with things. And after a while, I turned around and I said, Elsie, you're starting to annoy me. She didn't blink an eye. She knew where I was coming from. She could say anything to me she wants, and I can say anything to her I want, I think. So we were friends, you know, at one time. Anyway, the Lord is faithful, and he's polishing us up and working in us to do his will. And it's not too early to get started. How old are you?
14.
Oh, you're 14. You got 2 years on me. Okay, keep going, David. You'll be a man after God's own heart that will do his will. Anointed of the Lord. And the rest of you, God bless you. Thank you for putting up with me.
I'm your friend.
I'll get even with you. I love you anyway.
Here's your glasses.
Lucky I didn't forget my hearing aid.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 4.
It tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, when each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.